We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
7:15 now. Going to be hot today, maybe. Another record. We set one yesterday for October. Highs of 95. And it's going to be hot all the way through. They're saying Monday, maybe a 40% chance for showers as a cool front comes through. They're saying breezy, cooler, and drier by Tuesday with highs of 82, but these things have been promised and have disintegrated before, so we'll have to see. Let me clean this up. Earlier, Dave and I were talking about canceling schools because it was hot, and somebody texted in and said, don't act like Midwestern schools are weird for not having AC and being weak. Louisiana descends into unadulterated chaos when it drops below 40 and it snows. So, touche, you made your point. Let's talk about immigration policy, if we can. One analysis says we have a record number of illegal immigrants in the United States. Now, how do we fix our immigration system? Dave Ray joins us, Communications Director for FAIR, Federation for American Immigration Reform. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Tommy, how you doing? Good to be with you again.
Thank you, sir. Let's warm up with a conversation about the weather. Where are you and what's the temperature?
I'm in Washington, D.C., and we get to enjoy your balmy weather, same that you all have today. We're going to be up to 95, but tomorrow's high is 72, so we get our break a little before you do. FAIR is the Federation for American Immigration Reform right here in the nation's capital on Capitol Hill, up to our knees in the swamp, and so that's why we're the best group around to report on what's happening with our immigration policy.
Well, let's do it. Tell me about immigration policy and where we stand with immigrants. It seems like, Dave, you know, impeachment is getting the news right now, and suddenly the border thing goes away until the news decides to cover it again, national media. And the point I'm making is this. Things don't change based on the coverage. That is a constant thing every day. And, right? Explain what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, we've had rising levels of illegal immigration ticking up over the last several years, and it kind of exploded under President Trump. Thankfully, as a result of families streaming in from Central America using loopholes in our asylum system, we did our last study of the illegal immigrant population in 2017 found that we had about 12.5 million. We just released this new study. It's up to 14.3 million. So we've had a huge influx of illegal aliens costing an estimated $132 billion annually. What can we do about it? We can build the wall. We can enhance interior enforcement so that people who are in the interior of the country who've been ordered deported, and there are over a million of them, that they can be found by ICE and removed. We can close loopholes in our asylum laws that allow people who arrive with children to be released within 20 days. That's what we all have come to call catch and release. And recently, I mean, the Trump administration has really done the lion's share of the work in getting this crisis under control. They've made agreements with Guatemala and with El Salvador and Mexico that if somebody comes through those countries, they have to ask for asylum there first before they can come to the United States. They've been building miles and miles of border wall, both replacing old wall and building new wall, particularly in the Rio Grande Valley, which is a hot spot for illegal immigration. They've put together a new program with Mexico with the threat of tariffs if they didn't go along with it. But this is called the Migrant Protection Protocol. It allows people who want to seek asylum in the United States, they have to wait in Mexico for their hearings in the United States so they're not caught and released. And that there's probably upwards to 45,000 people now waiting in Mexico for their asylum hearings. And then recently they announced a new amendment to what's called the Flores rule, which is the rule that mandates if you arrive with a child, you have to be released in 20 days. Unfortunately, that has just been struck down by a judge. And the judge says, the administration cannot amend this rule on its own, that it has to be done by Congress. And that's the problem. We have a do-nothing Congress that's focused like a laser beam on impeachment. I honestly feel like we could be invaded from abroad and Congress wouldn't even notice it, because that's all they can do is scramble after crumbs on the impeachment story. And so, the Trump administration's tried what it could, but Congress is going to have to fix some of these problems, and we can't get anything out of them.
All right, we're going to take a break, Dave. We'll pick it up here when we come back. You say 14.3 million?
Yes.
That'd be about...
Yeah, it's 14 point... Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, that'd be about the population of L.A. County.
Wow.
Meaning everybody would be, and hundreds of billions of dollars annually. We'll drill down on that when we come back. 7:20, now time for WWL Traffic. 7:24 now. If you go to our website at WWL.com, you'll find a story. Murder-suicide claims life of LaRose couple tragic. And it's covered there for you on WWL.com. Dave Ray is our guest communications director for FAIR, Federation for Fair American Immigration Reform. And if you have any questions or comments, you may text them to 87870 and I'll pass them along. Somebody texted in here, Dave, that it's not just our immigration policy, it's what's happening in other countries that so many are seeking a better life here. Your comment?
Well, I mean, that's true. There are always going to be vast pockets of people who, are living in poverty. The population of the world is 7 billion, probably 6 billion of them are living in conditions well below what we enjoy here in the United States. One thing to remember is that we are very generous with our legal immigration policy, admitting more than 1.1 million people each year. That is an opportunity for anyone who wants to try and seek it to come to the United States and get their chance of the American dream. But we have a right as a nation to know who's coming into our country and to be able to control who comes into our country, the same as we all like to know who's coming into our house at night, which is why we lock our doors when we go to bed. And so, a nation that can't control its borders has no real sovereignty. And if we can't, if we don't know who's coming into our country, then we are probably letting in some of the wrong people. So the question is, how do you let in the right people, and what amount is the right people? And then how do you keep the bad people out? That's really the essence of this debate.
But how do you do that? How do you identify the good people and let them in and
right.
keep the bad people out? That seems like a Herculean task.
Well, I mean, it's tough, but there is a system in place with our legal immigration system. We don't like the way the legal immigration system is put together right now and would advocate changing it to a merit-based system like Canada and Mexico have. Now, that would still allow anybody from any country to apply to come here, but we would select people based on their ability to succeed in the United States. Do they have a high school diploma? Do they have any limited English, special skills, college degree, what have you? Currently, we're taking in most of our immigrants based on whether or not they have a family member here, and that's really not a good way to select immigrants. But with that said, through the legal immigration system, if somebody applies to come here, let's say I'm from El Salvador, and I applied to come to the United States based on having a family member here, the U.S. consulate in El Salvador does a background check of me in my country with the police department, with my social media, with the communities, and does on-site interviews to make sure that I am who I say I am, that I haven't been involved in anything nefarious, and that I'm not going to be a threat to the United States, and also that it appears that I'm going to be able to take care of myself once I get here and not become a public charge. When somebody comes here illegally, we don't have any of those, we can't run into any of those traps on them. In other words, we don't know who they are. We don't know if they've just escaped from the penitentiary or if they're citizen of the year. We don't know anything about their ability to take care of themselves, whether or not they're involved in any type of illegal trafficking or what have you. So, I mean, we're basically off, you know, operating in a blind zone when we talk about illegal immigrants. And that's why, you know, when you talk about the cost of illegal immigration, President Trump, in wanting to build this wall, which is essential in really regaining control of our southern border, the estimated cost for the wall is between $15 and $25 million. And some people have just really, that's raised some eyebrows about monies being spent, but it's costing $132 billion. So it's $15 to $25 billion to build the wall. It's costing $132 billion annually to shoulder the cost of illegal immigration. That's the cost of educating the illegal immigrant children, social costs, emergency rooms, incarceration, all the things added together, $132 billion annually. So it's costing us a lot of money if we don't do anything about it. So it's time to get smart and do something about it.
I appreciate your time, Dave. I really do. Dave Ray, Communications Director for FAIR, Federation for American Immigration Reform.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.